Chazara today, which is going to be first thing, first assignment. Okay, Kli Rishon. We spoke about Kli Rishon on a very basic level. We're going to get into a little deeper now. Also, we think Kol Davar B'Kli Homer Agabi Ha'esh, like we said already yesterday and the day before, it's also to put anything on a Kli that's on top of the fire. Whether it's something wet, whether it's dry, whether it's fully cooked or not fully cooked, it's also to put something on top of the fire. Bein She'en Mavushal, Bein She'en Mavushal, Bein She'Hukar, whether it's cold, Bein She'Ham, whether it's warm. So what was the reason we said? Just because I don't know. I don't know if you have to know this for assignment, but the reason is there's two reasons. Either one is the Prima Gadim says we pass in Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal, normally on the fire. Normally it's a Bishal Achar Bishal. Once things on the fire, we're more chomer. We all the Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal. The second reason is it's pashy. You're doing chazara. It's not taking bullshit. You're cooking, and people are going to start thinking it's a gazera that Chazal made. That once you deal with things on top of the fire, they said no, let's stop right here. Yeah. But that's Marsai, and you could, but it's a type of gzera called Nechsikim Avashel. It looks like you're cooking. Yeah, maybe the underlying, the main thing is that is Marsai and that type of idea, but it looks like you're cooking. It looks like cooking is Mutter and Shabbos. Okay. Feel like Medaita Lahapi Sinosh Lavshir Lassir Lathashi is Chamim Kadisha Deyat Zaladisbo. Someone pointed out yesterday, but let's say you put it on the fire, you put the Kadisha on the fire, just so you took it out of the fridge, and you're doing it just so it'll get, take away the chill, so to say. You know what I mean? Take away the chill. Not going to get hot. It's not going to be Yat Zaladisbo. But you put it on top of the fire, you're going to take it off in 10 minutes. It's awesome. What's the reason? Pashut, what's the reason? Anyone want to... What's Xero? No?
It looks like...
What's Xero? Why would... No, because that's one reason. But what's the separate Xero? This one, you might come to forget. Just Pashut. You mean you may over this to the Raisa. Okay, but yeah, it's also about Mechzikim Vasho. The Fichach, in the team, it says, Kedera, Medes Agabi Ha'esh, or Melech, or Kod Rachir. So based on what we said now, it's also to put anything into a pot on the fire, whether it's salt, whether it's spices, whether it's water, or anything for that matter. Okay, and we'll roll all in Sifta Zayin. We'll see in Sifta Zayin more about this. If you have, let's say, a big pot of water on the fire, don't think, let's say the muscle put a baby's bottle into the kli. Why? I'm not thinking putting the food directly into the kli. I'm putting the food into the kli through another vessel. Okay, it's still on top of the age. It's still called Mexican. It's still on the Mexican Mavashi.
Cliche
in some cases, but cliche, yeah. Basically, cliche, you can put stuff into it. But Kli Rishon, it's on the fire, it's us here to do anything. Okay. Yud Gimel, Meidach, on the other hand, Mutal Aniach Samuch Eish Meichel Kar, Afil Mimusha Kol Tzarko. This is what we spoke about also. It's Mutal to put near a fire something, even something that's not fully cooked, in order to take away the chill, or to make it lukewarm, as long as it's in a condition where it can never be, can never get the Yatzalah Dispo. L'machshol, that's why, let's say a lot of people, I know in my house, you have the stove, next to the stove you have a countertop. The countertop does not get too hot, if it gets too hot it will burn. But it does get somewhat hot because it's next to the stove, right? The heat from the stove, especially if you have gas, the heat's gonna, you know, go out a little bit. You can put stuff on the countertop. It's right next to the stove. It looks like, no, that's not part of the gzera. It doesn't have the ability to get you out to let us go. It's off the fire already.
Are you gonna know if it has the ability or not?
Put your hand there.
Yeah,
it doesn't, I'm saying. It's not shy. It would burn the kitchen room. You made that way. Top of a radiator, let's say. It's not gonna be out to let us go.
It's
take away the cold. Seeing this cold, the mahatik is like to neutralize. Okay. But to put in your fire in a place where it could be it's not going to get so hot. Even if you put it there for a little bit, it's also like we just said in the previous sip. Okay, now comes Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to be saying the big stuff over here. A place where there's a big tzarech, you define what's a tzarech gadol. What's tzarech gadol? Big necessity. A little bit of a chayla. It doesn't mean someone has 107, which is very sick. Someone who has a bad case of the flu. Tinoch or baby. Tinoch also considered a cholish in bo sakana throughout Hilchos Shabbos. But Michael Mavoshu called tzarech, and the food is fully cooked. It's fully cooked.
This fellow is talking about
makom sakana,
right?
No, cholish in bo sakana. That's a sakana. You can do anything for it.
Every kid has a din as a
makom. Cholish in bo sakana. Every kid has a din of a cholish in bo sakana. Okay. Cholish in bo sakana. You can do it. Cook on Shabbos. Okay. Cholish in bo sakana. And the food, even if the food's fully cooked, even if it's cold and wet, like what? Like soup, he says, like milk. you can put it near the fire, even in a place where it's going to get Yad to let us bow, since your kavana is just to take away the coolness. The kid can't have a cold bottle, right? Kids don't have cold bottles, it has to be warm. Since the kid has a din of a chol she'eva sukana, even though you're putting the bottle in a place where it could be Yad to let us bow, since your whole kavana is not that it gets warm, just so it takes away the chill. You're trying to neutralize the cold in the bottle. As long as you're mocked to take it away before it reaches Yad to let us bow, Chayadam is going to matter such a case.
Okay.
This is a cooler. In order to also to make it lukewarm.
You're not allowed to put it directly, but you're allowed to put it
next to it. Or make it lukewarm. What?
You're not put it directly, but you're allowed to put it next to it as long as you're allowed to.
Right. This is talking about next to.
You can't put it next to if it's going to reach the Yatsa Ledis, but why not? Unless it's a closure.
Why not? Yatsa Ledis will cook. Yatsa Ledis will cook. I don't care where the fire is.
No, you can put it next to it. You're not doing it for a chola. No.
It's also Yatsa Ledis, though.
No, fine, but it's not. You're making sure that it's not going to get Yatsa Ledis.
No, we're worried. You might come to forget.
But over here, since it's a chola or a kino, you're not going to forget.
No. We're saying be very careful, but you have a big tzarech over here. Welcome to tzarech gadol. Well, not in such a case. Take your cold milk from the fridge, put it in the bottle, put it next to the fire, on the fire, however you want to do with it. Even just take it off, you know, after 10 minutes.
Put it on the fire?
You
have to take it off.
Not on the fire, sorry. You're on the fire. I'm saying on the side of the blech, whatever, close to it. Put it on top of a pot. That would be good aids also. I'm going to crack up.
The fire's over here. The blech. Could you put it on this side of the blech?
No, the blech's all considered one thing.
Considered like a fire now.
Yeah. I don't know, somehow make up in a place where it's going to get hot. I don't know how you want to make up the mitzvahs. Okay. This is Hatta V'Chayadam. Right. No. Yidala. Davalach, Shahu, Enum, Vishal, Kotzaka, we saw again, and this is a Chazara, a wet thing which is not fully cooked, let's say soup, for example, or if it's fully cooked and it became cold, or also something dry which is not fully cooked, you can't put into a Klirishon, even if it's not on the fire.
Anything not fully cooked.
Right. Anything not fully cooked. Anything wet not fully cooked, or dry not fully cooked. What? So it's wet, not fully cooked or fully cooked. Wet equals either one. Again, we said when it gets cooled down, it becomes not fully cooked again. Or something dry, not fully cooked. You can't put it into a clear rishon if it's not on the fire. The dove is, and this is going to be also, if you're not trying to get it hot, you're trying to take away the coolness. Again, that same idea. It's going to be also, as we said, a clear rishon off the fire, the same chumras of a clear rishon, except for a dove yavesh, which is mufushik called sarka. Good. Something wet, which was fully cooked, and it still has a little heat to it, or the yalish, which is fully cooked, and it's cold, you can put it into a klirishon, which is not on the fire. Okay, again, we saw this, it was repeating when he said it out a little bit. Good? A double yalach, which is fully cooked, and it cooled down a little bit, but it's still warm. It's still a little bit warm from that original cooking,
meaning over 110, but not as 160.
No, still even under 110, I'm saying as long as it's still warm, you'd still drink the tea at 100 degrees even. Or something dry which is fully cooked, you're allowed to put it into a clear rishon which is not on the fire. Even if it's cold. What?
Right.
Yeah, even if it's fully, it's cold. Okay, let's do one more, then we'll stop. Let's finish up. This ayat is also, this is a fascinating halacha. There are two pots on the fire, two pots are on the blech, and they're both fully cooked. You're allowed to do like pass one to the other. One to the other. You're allowed to pass them from one to another. If you have water in one pot, and you have, let's say, your chicken in another pot, and the chicken is drying out, you can add some water from this pot to the chicken. Mutter. Transfer the water. What? They're both fully cooked.
You move water from the urn to the
cholent. Yes, to the cholent. Yes.
Why would you be allowed to?
Mutter lavir masha dehein.
Oh, on the fire.
It's on the fire. This is the only time you're ever allowed anything on the fire. From one klirishon on the fire to another klirishon on the fire.
What's the difference?
You need to be keep it on the fire. We'll see. I'll give him a second. Let's finish. I don't want to talk about it. This is very mechudish over here. If one see what? Before that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Two pots that are standing on the fire and the foods in them are fully cooked, you're allowed to pass one to the other. Correct. Therefore, if one sees that the food which is in the kadera, which is standing on a covered fire, meaning there's a black, it's very important, otherwise you have chazar issues, it's drying out, right? It's continuing, it's drying out. You'll add a pour binachas, like in one swoop. Minamayim haruschim from the boiling water on the stove. Shabbatu the Shabbos omer gabei ha'esh from the urn, which is standing on the fire, to the one that's drying out. Okay. You could even do this with the help of a ladle, and you could put it onto the food as long as the fire is covered, as long as the spoon is dry, it's clean and dry.
What was the last thing I said?
Why are you allowed to use a spoon?
No, why is the spoon have to be clean and dry?
Oh, because otherwise, if the spoon is dirty, if it has old food in it, we're worried that it's going to cook the little bit of moisture on the spoon from the klivishon. So, but that's why when you put something into a cholent pot, a ladle, it should always be dry. Because otherwise, if it has any wetness or moisture, so you wash it in the sink a minute ago because you used it for the soup, you should always dry it after you use it for the soup, then use it for the cholent. But let's say it's very shkiach. I'm saying use the same ladle in Yeshiva. You probably don't know who's even washing it off over here between the soup and the cholent. Once you make sure it's dry before you put it in the cholent. Because let's say those droplets became totally cool. So you pass me Yeshiva Shalach Mishal, but Nevelach, if I have something wet, it's cooled down already. So one should be careful. Oh, so that's a good question. That's a good question. It's hard to answer that. He says, we'll soon see in Sif Lama Gimel the status of a ladle. We'll get there next week in Mitzvah Shem. The ladle, it's a funny thing. But he is saying over here that if the water on the stove is in Klivishon, it's boiling out, you could use a ladle to move that water. We'll kill him on the fire, take the ladle, put it into Klivishon, put it into the cholent which is drying out.
He said that already.
When did he say that? No, that was without a ladle. That was direct. The first part, yeah, it was pouring. Take this and you pour it out. Okay. Three more lines. Mevasha b'tasu k'der gedola. It says k'dayin also. You have a huge, massive cholent pot. B'ochem menu b'sudasav. And he takes, right, the bachem took some of the cholent out Friday night after the meal. And now there's not so much cholent left in the pot. Mutalah is a nice little, so k'der katana yaiser. You could put that leftover cholent in that big pot into a smaller pot. Tzarech ha'sudash l'machas ha'yom. In order for the sudash to stay, as long as that pot which you're pouring into, the smaller pot, again, is dry and it's clean. I have to be makbar dini chazara, meaning you have to be holding the small pot when you pour it in. You need at least two people here to do this. Like this, Friday night. We'll see this next week. This is your Zion already. How do you do chazara? Let's say people want to have shul on Friday night in yeshiva. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. They learned already for 3 hours, and they want to have shulin. So, but the thing is, that shulin which they're having Friday night, that shulin's also for Shabbos day. So if they would go ahead and take that shulin off the stove and they put it on the table, there's going to be no cholent for Shabbos day. It's also to put back on the fire. So next week, you need certain conditions. One is you have to be holding it the whole time. It has to be black. It has to be fully cooked. It has to still be in your hands. Okay, these are all the conditions you're going to need. So anyway, so let's say you have all these conditions, meaning you're holding the big pot. There's a black. It's fully cooked, everything else. You go ahead and take that cholent from the big pot, pour it into your smaller farberware keli, your small farberware pot, and put that smaller farberware pot on the stove. Let's see that big pot or something else. I don't know whatever the reason why you're doing it. He's saying a chiddush over here. Even though that small pot was not on the fire to begin with, but since you're makan and dini chazara, it's cute we're considering the small pot the big pot. It's just like you're putting the big pot on the fire. No, okay, so there's no, assuming it's not getting red hot. If it gets red hot, it would be awesome, but your pot's not getting red hot. They made to withstand that heat.
But that big pot's not allowed to come back on the fire.
Which one?
Yeah, but yes, that's going to get hot enough to cook something that if you take it...
It doesn't matter, but the food's fully cooked in the pot. You can't cook that.
Any small change.
There's no change. It's fully cooked. It's fully cooked. You can't cook.
What about
more.
The pot?
The pot? You're not cooking a pot. How do you cook a pot?
You're heating it up, which is awesome.
You're heating up a pot is awesome. Why is heating up a pot awesome?
It says heating up any metal.
It becomes hot. It becomes red hot. I'm sorry, red hot. It melts.
It becomes yatzalan.
No, it melts. It'll be about 1,000 degrees. It's not gonna happen. They're not made. They were made to withstand heat.
Oh, it's not yatzalan.
It is yatzalan. That's all by food.
It's
a shear by food.
Oh,
that's right. By liquids. Okay, fine. Stop here.
This thing about the water.
See that?
Yeah.